Now, Simon Peter heard our Lord talk about going away, and but that's all he heard. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Now, this is verse 36, by the way. Simon Peter, our Lord treated him as if he's juvenile. I personally believe this man never reached the age of mental and spiritual maturation until the day of Pentecost. In fact, I think he was rather childish again and again, always blundering, and he asked the question that only a child will ask. Where are you going? Now, he didn't hear anything about loving one another, but he heard a great deal about the fact he's going away. I remember years ago when my daughter was just a little girl, why, when I'd get ready to go on a trip, she'd always say, Daddy, where are you going? That's the first question. And then the second question that a child asks is, may I go with you? I want to go with you. And that's what my little girl would say. And the Lord Jesus treats him as you treat a child. He says, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Now, not now, but afterwards. Now, little Willie comes home from school. His mama's baked some cookies. And he said, Mama, can I have a cookie? She says, not now, but after dinner. Now, little Willie doesn't care about after-dinner speeches, and he doesn't care about after-dinner cookies, but he wants them right now. And listen to Simon Peter. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? You see, he seized on that word, the word that a child would seize on. And he says, I'll lay down my life for thy sake. And that man was honest when he said that. He was sincere. He meant every word of it. And that night he got a sword. He used it. He attempted to fight for his Lord that night. Oh, he only took off an ear, but that was because he was a fisherman and not a soldier. He really went after the other fellow's neck, but he only got his ear. But he was sincere when he said that. Now, Lord told him the frightful thing, that that night he was to deny him. And then he gave him the first part of John 14.